Good morning, everyone. We have given this issue much thought and consideration since last Friday. We have decided that the appropriate course of action for the organization and for Adrian is to put them on the exempt list until the legal proceedings are complete. We made a mistake, and we needed to get this right. We embrace our role in the community and the responsibilities that go with it. It is important to always listen to our fans, the community, and our sponsors. Our goal is to always make the decision we feel is right for the Minnesota Vikings. And to be clear, we have a strong stance regarding the protection and welfare of children, and we want to be sure we get this right. Adrian will be away from the team and focus on his personal situation. We will support Adrian during this legal and personal process, but we firmly believe this is the right decision. Thank you.
Guys, it's open for questions for these three. Mark, did the pullout
of several corporate sponsors and charitable partners make this a financial decision?
Absolutely not. Like my brother just said, we value our partners, our sponsors, the community, and especially our fans. And in the end, it really is about getting it right. And that's what we wanted to do here. And we made a mistake. And the main thing is we're getting it right, and that's how we came to this decision. Again, like I said, we appreciate our fans, men and women alike, our sponsors and the community, and we hear their input. But in the end, we as ownership, we as a franchise, and we had to make sure that our reputation and the team was moving in the right direction, and we felt in the end that this was the right decision. So we made a mistake, and we are doing the right thing.
Mark, how much of a black eye do you think it has been for the organization? What do you have to do to overcome that now going forward?
Well, I think there's a process to this, and I think our fans, we have great fans and a great community, and I know that in the end, if we do the right thing, those things will fall in place, and that's what we aim to do here.
The players' union says this is Adrian Peterson
in the back. Sorry.
Are any of you up there at the podium willing to apologize to the mother and the son in this situation?
Again, our focus is to get things right, and we support Adrian in the terms of on the personal level, that he has to get his personal life in order and get things right. But we as an organization, as a franchise, that was our intent here, is to make sure this is right. And as was said before, and I want to reiterate, we take very seriously these type of things, especially when we're talking about children. We have a long-standing record of being very supportive of children and youth, and it's something we take very seriously. So we feel, if we get this right, that those things will take care of itself, and we're going to continue to work to improve in those areas.
The players union says that this decision was made by Adrian to withdraw, and you guys say the Vikings made the decision. So who made the decision?
I'll tell you this. We worked through this issue yesterday. We asked for the exemption, the commissioner's exemption. Only the commissioner can grant that exemption. I know we worked very hard with Ben Dogra, his representative, and Adrian. I spent time with Adrian yesterday. And also, I believe the union and the NFL also had collaborated on this. But we came up with what we thought was the best resolution for everybody.
Adrian agreed.
Adrian will play against the Minnesota Vikings.
Pardon?
Can you say that Adrian will play again?
You know, our focus right now today is to get this right, okay? And to, you know, we admitted making a mistake, and we want to get this right, and we want to support Adrian, and that's the most important thing right now is to support him through his legal and his personal matters, but we also want to make sure this is the right, that we get this right as of today.
And to follow up on one thing that Rick said, too, is very important. The question was asked about, you know, who started this. It's very clear that the Minnesota Vikings are the ones that initiated this process with the National Football League in regards to this current situation. It was the Vikings.
Elaborate on that. What do you mean initiated? Who'd you
The question was asked in regards to, was it something that Adrian or the union or whatever? But I think it's very important. This was a decision made by the Vikings, by our ownership, and we went to the league to say this is what we want to do, and then when we came up with the best mechanism to accomplish that. So that's, I just wanted to make that clear.
Peterson into the loop. Did he agree with this action?
I specifically spent time with Adrian and his representatives yesterday, and we felt and Adrian felt that it was best in his, and I won't speak for Adrian, but he felt it was best for him to be able to step away to take care of his legal and personal matters. And I believe he said in a statement as well that he wants us to, and our coaches and our players to be able to focus on football as he takes care of these personal matters.
The prosecutor said there will not be a trial until 2015. Is it safe to say he's not playing this year?
You don't know that as of today. I don't know the legal proceedings yet and when the trials are and all that stuff. That's where it is scheduled today. So under the assumption, what we said in our statement is that until these legal matters are resolved, that he will remain on this exemption list.
Mr. Fisher, you said that you want to get it right here. You took the 3 days to think about it, to take a deep breath over the weekend. You came to the conclusion on Monday you were going to reinstate him. How did you get it wrong?
Well, I know that, again, what our fans and our people that know us, we want to make sure it's right, and that's the important thing here.
Did you underestimate the backlash you would get by reinstating
him? Well, I don't want to Monday morning quarterback what it was. The main thing is we constantly strive as an organization to do the right thing, and it's a fluid situation here, and it's an ongoing process. So we're constantly talking and thinking about these things, and we realize there's a lot of interested groups in this, especially people related to the Vikings, like I said, our fans and the community and the sponsors. So in the end, the goal is always for us to be a first-class organization and to get it right, and we feel we've done so.
Mark, why did that question
go? Sorry, Larry. Adrian Peterson.
Say that again, please.
Who's representing Adrian Peterson in this legal process?
To make it very clear, Adrian's lawyer is Rusty Harden out of Houston, Texas. We at the Vikings will monitor the legal situation from afar, but his personal lawyer is Rusty Harden out of Houston, Texas.
Mark, yes. Why 12:47 a.m.? Why release it then? Is that when you decided? Or
no, like I said, there are a lot of people discussing this, working through it, and Rick can speak as well to it, talking to a lot of interested parties in this. So we felt once we got it right, to get it out when we got it right, and that's when we got it right.
Mark, what were your thoughts on the statements issued yesterday by the governor and Senator Franken?
Well, again, as I've said, we value this community. The Minnesota Vikings are such an important part to this state, the Upper Midwest, and to all our fans around the world. So we appreciate their input, them, the sponsors, the fans, the community, very much so. In the end, though, however, as ownership and as stewards of this great franchise, we had to make the right decision. And whatever that took to get us there, we were going to get there.
Kevin,
we're always striving to do that.
Kevin, how much have the Vikings investigated on their own just Adrian's situation, and is that continuing to go on?
As you're aware, you know, when any time these type of situations arise, you're in a perpetual state of gathering as much information as you possibly can from as many sources as you possibly can. And as I just answered for Mr. Fitzgerald, during this entire process, the next hearing update, all the way up until there's a trial, we will continually monitor the situation and gather any and all information as we can. So to answer your question, yes, we worked very hard and very diligently with multiple sources to make sure that we gathered information to be able to consider it, to make the best possible decision. And as Mark said, all along, our whole goal was to make sure that we did everything that we possibly could to make the best possible decision and to get it right.
Kevin, have you reviewed any of the evidence in the case?
Yes.
And what did you make of it?
Well, I mean, again, I make of it you from a personal standpoint or from a legal standpoint. I mean, I've reviewed it and I think Adrian will have his opportunity in the legal system to have his day in court at the appropriate time. And as I said, he has lawyers who represent him. But for me personally, we did gather the information, reviewed everything that I was able to gather, and I think at the appropriate time it will become very clear as far as what the people in Texas feel about what Adrian did or did not do.
What did you recommend on Monday morning?
How did you come up with the idea of the exemption? I mean, that's not used very often. And you said the Vikings initiated it. How did that idea sprout out, and where did it come from?
I can answer that question. This is an unusual exemption, and I know everybody probably has read what the exemption is about. This can only get granted by the commissioner. And I think in this circumstance, in this unique case, as we looked at ways to make sure we were able to get this right, we had communicated with the league on possibilities on how to do this. And working with the league, and I know the league working with the union and us working diligently with Adrian and his agent, this was the best possible solution.
And Kevin, anytime you have these cases of what I would call a first impression, you need to think outside of the box to become creative, to work within the rules, within the CBA, to consider all the legal implications. And we felt, as Rick alluded to, that this was the best possible way to accomplish those goals within the confines of the rules that currently exist.
Was releasing him an option discussed?
Everybody had asked, would you have cut him? And we felt, after we reviewed everything, this was the best possible solution.
To what degree did you consider suspending him up to 4 games under the collective bargaining agreement?
Getting into the collective bargaining agreement and looking at all our options out there, we felt this was the best solution to go forward.
You can release a player who's on the exempt list. Are you committed to keeping him on the exempt list?
As we said in our statement, we are going to let the legal process and let his personal matters take care of themselves, and he will remain on his exempt list until that is accomplished.
Rick, you said you spoke to Adrian. He didn't want to be a distraction. To what extent did he present any discussion about the decision that you guys made, and at any point did he express any objection?
I'm not going to get into our personal conversation, but I can tell you this. Adrian is an unselfish person and saw all of the light that was coming on this, and he felt from his side as well that by him stepping back, it would give our football team an opportunity to focus on football.
Mark, you mentioned the reputation of the franchise earlier. To what extent do you think that the franchise has been damaged by?
I think our actions are going to go a long way here, and I think we have great support in the community. We do so many good things in the community. I mentioned about youth and community. All 53 players on our roster do community service. There's a lot of good that goes on in this organization. We're very proud of this organization. We're disappointed when off the field matters don't go the proper way. And we're just trying to do the right thing. And I think our constituents, if you will, our fans and sponsors in the community, I think they're going to understand that we're doing our best as ownership and as a franchise to do the right thing, and that's the only thing that's going to matter in the end, is that we do that.
What kind of reaction have you heard from your sponsors since announcing the decision?
We're constantly in communication with our sponsors. We have great relationships with them. We value their input, and we're always having a constant dialogue. We're confident getting things right, and I keep talking about that, but that's very important here. That's what they're concerned with. The Minnesota Vikings have a great history and a great brand, and I think our sponsors recognize that, and we're constantly in communication with them to get through
Mark, the players in the locker room and the coaches are going to have to deal with this another day. This has been ongoing since Friday. Why is it just today that management, or specifically ownership, is coming out to address this publicly?
Well, I think, I'm not sure who exactly said it, but it's never too late to get it right. And the fact we're getting it right now, I think it's best for all parties concerned, the Vikings and for Adrian, to move forward. We have a game coming up this Sunday. I know Coach Zimmer will speak to you about preparations for that and the season going forward. And that's what our ultimate goal is, to get on the field and be a winning franchise as well as being a first-class organization. So the sooner we can get things right and move forward to our business, which is playing football and winning games, the better off we are.
Time for two more questions.
Will Adrian collect a salary when he's on the exemption?
Adrian will be getting paid under this exemption. Adrian and players that go under this exemption do get paid.
Can I just ask a football-oriented question? How is this going to affect your team moving forward, football-wise, not having Adrian, and what is the tough spot this puts a first-year coach in Mike Zimmer?
You know, Coach Zimmer will address that as well. I'm sure you'll ask him that question. But I know the type of football players that we have on this football team. I know the type of coaches that we have on this football team. I know that this is a distraction, but I also know our players will be honed in and focused and ready to go out there and compete against the New Orleans Saints this weekend, and that's what everybody gets paid to do.
Tom, last one.
Given all the issues facing the NFL right now, in any way did anyone from the league pressure the team into not having Adrian Peterson play on Sunday?
No, absolutely not. This is our decision 100%, and like I said all along, we're aiming to get it right, and we feel we've got it right here.